And then maybe when I'm done with this, we'll work on your job interview skills. Sound good?
We'll play our game.
And then we'll play our money counting game. That sounds great.
And then we can play the other game.
Well, how many games should we play today?
Probably one.
Yeah, probably just one, huh?
An apprenticeship at Ramble on Pearl gives adults with disabilities a chance to play counting games, practice interview skills, and gain real job experience. One apprentice, Maya Yeager, describes her work at the clothing boutique.
It varies per day. I do a lot of customer assistance. I clean a lot of the bathroom.
Connie and Andy Minden, founders of Ramble on Pearl, have a daughter, Kendra, with developmental disabilities. But speaking with Kendra's friends at a rec program gave Connie the idea for the store.
And I was talking with a lot of her friends that attend the basketball there and asking them what they do during the day. And they were saying things like, I watch movies, I go on Facebook, I play video games, I email my friends, and I wait for the recreational programs to start.
Connie's conversations reflect a larger trend. People with disabilities aren't in the workforce. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics found that 17.6% of persons with disabilities were employed, compared to 64% of persons without disabilities in 2013.
And that just really broke my heart, because I know the gifts that they have and how much they have to contribute to our community.
That was 2.5 years ago. This past August, their store opened at 1638 Pearl Street in Boulder. It sells active lifestyle clothing from brands like Salomon and Sherpani at up to 50% off retail price. The Mindens started their fifth apprentice this month. As Andy explains, they are now looking for permanent job placements for those that have completed the program.
And right now, an important part of the next phase for us is to really attract the Boulder area employment community to understand what we're doing, the opportunities presented here.
They are not limiting the possibilities to the retail space. They are encouraging their apprentices to search for jobs that inspire them, whether that is caring for animals or acting in plays.
I love the theater department, I love to act, but I also love writing.
Based on the findings of a national governor's initiative, A Better Bottom Line, employing people with disabilities, businesses should take note.
If you hire an adult with a disability, they will be in that entry-level position for years. They'll be your most loyal employee. They will bring a whole culture to your business that actually it saves the company a lot of money, because they are so dedicated and they stay for such a long time.
For KGNU, this is Rose Conry.